Every year, Halloween tears into town with the roar of chainsaws, the shrieking of banshees, and the thrilled and terrified screams of the droves who love the adrenaline rush. But there are those who long for an experience more spooky than scary, who prefer mystery and atmosphere to grinning ghouls and jump scares. Is there a place for the weird and uncanny amidst all the haunted houses full of axe murderers? Why, yes, my child, there is. From a fantasy forest full of lights and jack-o'-lanterns to a village filled with mystery and unearthly characters, we explore the local options for your holiday haunts. And we're joined by a magician whose show takes us back to the Victorian days of spiritualism and mysticism. We talk about the options for my favorite holiday, Halloween, when I and Fox 11 News in Depth reappear. Boo. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and welcome to this Halliday edition of Fox 11 News in Depth. Today we explore the atmospheric side of Halloween. I want you to look at these pictures here. You can almost smell the apple cider and the pumpkin spice. And if you're looking for that fun Halloween mood with less bloodshed and gore, look no further than Descanso Gardens. This season they're bringing back their popular attraction. It's called Carved. And joining us right now from Descanso Gardens is Summer Sherwood White. Thanks for being with us, Summer. And, well, I can't wait to hear about this. This sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me about Carved. What is it? And this is the second year, right?
It's the second year, Helen. Thank you for having me. Halloween is also my favorite holiday, so we love doing this event at Descanso Gardens. Carved is a family-friendly, spooky but not scary Halloween event that the whole family can enjoy. So when you come to Carved, you're going to see a forest full of hundreds of carved pumpkins. You'll see our oak trees lit up in a really festive way to celebrate the season. There are some art installations that are really fun for all ages. And then as well as some activities that that everybody can enjoy. We have a pumpkin house. We have a huge hay maze. We have plenty of spooky treats like churros and special festive Halloween treats, hot chocolate, and lots of fun things for the whole family to do.
Now this Halloween, Halloween event. For this show, it's Hal. Say it after me. Halloween.
Halloween.
You get an A plus. There are no scares in this thing, right? It's for all ages. It's supposed to be pleasant, fun. Nobody jumping out of the bushes to scare you.
That's right, Hal. Nobody's jumping out of the forest to scare anybody. It's a very safe environment, very fun, very seasonal and festive. But truly meant for the little ones to the not so little ones.
A lot of art here. It's very artistic to see these pumpkins.
That's right. So we have over 40 very intricately carved art pumpkins. These pumpkins are pretty amazing. They take hours and hours to make. We recarve them every 3 to 5 days because they're real and they're out in the elements, so they do deteriorate. And these pumpkins can be up to 300 pounds each, so really incredible, worth a visit to see. Here's one of them right here, our special carved pumpkin. So, we celebrate things like favorite movies and TV shows. If you want to bring the kids out, they'll find some of their favorite cartoon characters on these pumpkins, truly for everybody.
You know, one thing about pumpkins is they do get moldy and they do go bad. And anybody who's ever dealt with a pumpkin and carving it like we see right there, after a few weeks, those things are sideways. So how do you keep those things fresh and looking like they're not getting bad?
Yeah, so the carvers here can't totally fight nature. We are a natural place. We're a botanic garden. But they do spray a solution that includes vinegar on the pumpkins that stops the deterioration and also keeps the squirrels away, because I don't know if you know this, but squirrels love a pumpkin snack.
Yeah, let me just ask you, you've got a Day of the Dead installation out here, is that right?
We do, yes. We have a Day of the Dead art display this year by artist Daniel Gonzalez. And he came and created this for us. It's to honor those who have passed away. We also have a really cool art installation called rhizome that's meant to mimic the roots of a tree system. And this is made using neon ropes and some lighting effects and some sound effects. It's really quite a sight to see.
How long does this go on, and are tickets available, and kind of fill us in all of that stuff?
So CARB runs through October 31st. We have tickets available on our website, descansogardens.org. Tickets are between $32 and $38 each, depending on the day that you want to come visit. And if you're a Descanso Gardens member, you get a generous discount on those tickets as well.
So this is the second year. How many people did you have show up last year? What are you hoping for this year?
Yeah, so we have quite a crowd that comes out every night. We have over 3,000 people who view Carved every night. We've been running since early October. And, you know, our hope is to introduce people to the beauty of Descanso. Our trees are lit up in a really artful way, just like they are during our holiday light event called Enchanted. And it really draws some new audiences to Descanso Gardens.
You know, theme things are a lot of fun. When we think of Christmas, we often think about Candy Cane Lane out in the valley. When we were talking later in the show about Cemetery Lane, what you've got is sort of your own lane, isn't it?
That's right. It's our own lane. It's all about our botanical collections and all about celebrating the beauty of nature.
Okay, the hours are from what time to what time?
6 p.m. to 10 p.m. nightly through October 31st.
Okay. And so anybody who wants to go out there, go to your website, which is?
DescansoGardens.org. It's right there on the front page. You can get your tickets there. We are starting to sell out our weekend nights, so hurry, hurry.
All right. Summer Sherwood White, thank you very much. Happy together now.
Halloween.
There you go.
Right.
See you later. Take care. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, a classic piece of Los Angeles history evolves into a spooky trick-or-treat fantasy land of ghosts and witches and candy. Did we mention candy? We'll have more right after this break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. You may have been to Heritage Square near downtown Los Angeles, but you've probably never seen it like this before. In October, Heritage Square morphs into Cemetery Lane, an eerie neighborhood trapped in the 50s and 60s with trick-and-treating and spooks galore. David Markland is the creator of Cemetery Lane. Thanks for joining us. And right before we started to talk here, we talked about Candy Cane Lane, and so did that kind of play off of your thinking for Cemetery Lane? And what is Cemetery Lane?
Yeah, I mean, it's Cemetery Lane itself is a neighborhood all about trick or treating. We're trying to recreate the vibes of going trick or treating in the 50s and 60s by taking over this historic neighborhood of Victorian homes and making them a little more spookier than they would be, but not too scary for the kids.
Well, I did do trick-or-treating in the 50s and 60s, so I can tell you from one who's been there, that was a lot of fun back in the day. I remember a senator who lived on our street who opened up his garage with hot dogs and buns and french fries for everybody to come by. It was a time when things were a little bit safer, I think. We don't do that anymore. But, you know, what happens when people come to Cemetery Lane? What do they see? What do they experience?
Well, we have 13 different themed trick-or-treat spots with different characters at it that tries to emulate sort of the love for classic Universal monsters and some of the more vintage-y scares that used to come up. So we have, you know, we have a Frankenstein house. We have a house where a master of suspense type film director lives and is giving out candy. So each spot, they'll have some fun interactions, but also walk away with a lot of candy. And also different levels of interactivity. Like we have a hay maze this year. We have explorer scouts who have a little carnival set up to play games to win prizes from. So it's a mix of Halloween fun that you've seen before, but in a whole different way.
This is something that's very local. It's something that's done by the locals there. And oh, that was a scary costume. And, you know, I think I just sort of wonder, how do people sort of feel that night? Is there an ebullience? Is there sort of like, yay, it's finally here?
I mean, I remember how I felt, you know, growing up, you know, 7, 8, 9, going trick-or-treating. Just that it's an exciting night. It's a little scary, but you feel comfortable and safe. And that's really what we're trying to go for. And I think we kind of land it here. We have a lot of, you know, there's lighting here. It's a little dark, but, you know, there's places to be safe at.
You know, and, as a guy from the 50s and 60s, I'm kind of curious about, what do you do to make it feel like the 50s?
All the decor and signage or everything like that, we looked at a lot of references from that period and try to stick to that tone and look. We had, you know, customers come in and take a look at how people were dressed and using vintage costumes. A lot more of the Ben Cooper style costumes and masks for some of our characters. Other people trying to look like Frankenstein, like he would have appeared in, you know, the Universal horror films.
This isn't just for kids, right? I mean, adults can go and trick-or-treat as well.
I mean, it's funny. We designed this for kids, but a big crowd that we have are people, you know, of all ages who want to have more of a less of a scare, jump scare focused attraction and kind of just go for the settings and to be able to walk into a different era and see how they celebrated Halloween.
Let's talk about Heritage Square for just a moment. I mean, there are some people that have never been there, maybe never heard of it before.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's Heritage Square, I believe, opened in the late 60s or around 1970. They moved a number of historical homes from around L.A. here. There's a few Victorians. There's an Octagon House. And they're trying to restore them throughout the year and then also have living history, different actors to try to recreate the era as well throughout the year for when you come and visit on the weekends.
These are houses, in many cases, that were moved to this area there.
Yeah, from Pasadena, you know, Northeast L.A. They're from all over the city.
And why did you choose this area for Cemetery Lane? I feel like I need to sound like a ghoul or a ghost, you know.
I mean, it is the most haunted neighborhood in L.A., so it was a natural fit. You walk in. I mean, if you're like me, you walk into different neighborhoods and you kind of think this would be fun to trick-or-treat at. And fortunately, this is a place that when I pitched it to them, they were really gung-ho and excited to do that.
Are there real ghosts there?
I'm told there are. We have staff who have told us they've seen shadows and things moving in windows. I haven't seen anything yet myself, but that's what we keep hearing.
Creepy. I'm getting goosebumps. You can't just walk in, though, can you? You got to have a ticket.
You got to get a ticket. You can go to cemeterylane.com. Cemetery is spelled with all E's, but cemeterylane.com. And we're open for a couple hours during the daytime for the even younger kids, but it's also gorgeous to see it during the day. And then we are open at night tonight and then next week, Thursday through Halloween.
How many years have you done this?
This is our second year.
And so how many people showed up last year?
We had about 8,000 people last year.
And what are you hoping for this year?
Well, we added an extra week, so we're hoping to close to double that.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hope we get a lot of people out there.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, David Markland. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, a throwback to Victorian days of mystery, of magic, or mind reading? We're not going to tell you. You have to stick around to find out. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. Back in the Victorian era, that's what back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was an explosion of interest in spiritualism, mediums, and hypnotism, and of all things, occult. It was, one might say, the very spirit of Halloween. Talking to us about that will be magician David Carlo. His specialty harnesses the intrigue and mystery of the Victorian age. He's currently performing in an elegant Victorian drawing room at the picturesque Biltmore Hotel. Lots of nice adjectives there. Welcome, David. Good to see you.
Thank you, Hal, for
and
having
happy,
us.
And happy, happy
Halloween.
Yeah, I train them well, don't I? Yeah, tell me a little bit about magicians and why this interest in the Victorian era.
Well, I think, you know, we're in an era now where people also crave more curated, intimate forms of entertainment. And in that era, there were such things as parlor shows where usually the wealthy actually would host entertainers, whether it be opera singers, musicians, in some cases magicians, in their elaborate living rooms and parlors for their closest friends and family and business associates, while the rest of the world, like myself, would have been at the time going to music halls and vaudeville theaters. And there's been a resurgence of these parlor shows recently.
And for those who have been at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, there are little small rooms. Those would be like parlor shows, right?
Absolutely. In fact, in our show is based on an actual parlor show that took place in April of 1895. We found the diary of the woman who both hosted the show and then wrote extensively about it. So our show is a bit of a modern retelling of what happened in that living room in 1895.
Did that give you goosebumps?
It did. It did, because it was a very emotional show for her, which we touch upon in our show. It's a bit of theater, but it was a bit of a life-changing experience for her, what happened that night. So just the experience and the fact that we just came across this diary and knew what some of the effects that were performed that night were allowed us to replicate those moments. So it's been a pretty extraordinary experience.
I've got to ask you, what is it about magic?
Great question. I think as we get older, we lose a little bit of a sense of that wonder, those moments when we were a kid where things didn't have explanation and we were okay with that. And I think magic, in a lot of ways, when it's performed well, and it's often not, but when it's performed well, it brings us back to those moments where we can still be wowed by the world, despite the fact that technology and everything else gives us an explanation for everything we do.
Yeah.
The fact that there's no explanation for many of us is what makes it, I think, fascinating.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have you talk to me about this great big fat mouse pad here. But before you do, what I want to tell you is that back in the day when Siegfried and Roy were performing, I gave the usher extra money to get to the front row after seeing the show a couple of times because I wanted to see how they got rid of the elephant, how the elephant magically disappeared. I never figured it out, even in the front row.
You know, they have kept that secret. A few of us kind of have figured it out, probably how it was done, but they've never shared that or never did share that secret in their lifetime.
Well, share a trick for us right now.
Okay, so Hal, in our show, we do a lot of mentalism because mentalism, as you say, was very prevalent in those days. And I want to see if you and I can form a connection that touches upon the world of mentalism. As you can see, all the cards are different. We can catch that on camera.
And there's a joker there, too.
And there's even a joker.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to have you choose a card, Hal. But before doing so, I'm going to ask you if you just take your hand and run it over the top of the deck without touching any of the cards.
So just...
Just exactly like that.
Like that, right.
Doing that, that's it, Hal. Just that alone, that's good enough. Because that gave me a sense of your behavior, how you might act. And so I'm going to make a little bit of a prediction. And I'm going to place a card right there. I don't want to touch it again. So I'm going to leave that near you. For the first time, Hal, if you'll just take your finger and touch one of the cards. Yeah, don't look at it. Just touch it and slide it out towards you without looking
this
at it.
This is the stuff that creeps me out. Okay, that one right there.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, so everybody...
If these two things are the same...
You could have chosen, Hal, any one of these cards. You chose, let's check it out, interesting, the Two of Diamonds. Hal, I made a prediction based on your behavior before you even chose a card. Check it out yourself. I don't want to touch it. The card I chose happened to be... What do we got there, Hal? The Two of Diamonds.
There it is right there. Now, that's creepy. Now, I want to see the other deck. Were they all Two of Diamonds?
Oh, they are not all Two of Diamonds. You're welcome to see
the other deck. That's very good.
So, but some people, Hal...
Can you do that to my paycheck and just kind of make that more?
I'm trying to perfect that one for my own paycheck,
yeah,
I got to
tell
you. Now, if we have time, I'll show you one more.
Yeah,
some people,
real quick. We
got about a minute. Okay. Minute's going to be a little tight, I tell you what.
Go for it.
You know, some people think, well, maybe we were lucky. Maybe we had a 1 in 52 chance after all, which would mean we only had a 2% chance of being right. So we're going to try an even deeper connection, Hal. I'm going to ask you, if you will, to choose a date within the last 3 years that has some import to you. The month, the date, and the year. I don't want to know what it is. So you can write it in big letters so everybody at home can see it.
But I'm just putting the date. I don't have to explain why.
No. You can just put it and make sure the audience can see it.
Okay, Put that over your eyes.
Okay. You ready?
I don't trust you.
Okay. Now you can even put the pat, you know, has the audience at home seen it?
Where's it going? There, right there.
Okay. Now you can tell me when I can turn back around.
Okay. All right.
All right. Turn so I'm going to ask you a series of quick questions. Focus first on the year. You play poker. Don't try, you know, I'm going to try to read you and see if we have that connection. So 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay. You know what? Just a little bit of a blink there, Hal. You've got a very good poker place, a serious newsman, but I'm going to go with something. I want you to think of the month now. First half of the year, second half of the year. I feel like first half, second half. First, you know, I think for whatever reason, we're to the opposite part of the year we currently are. January, February, March, April. January, February, March, April. Yeah, I you know what? You gave me a little bit of a eye there. Lastly, the day. The first half of the month, second half, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hal, I'm committed to a date. I don't know what you chose, but you did give me a few tells, or maybe we formed a little bit of a connection. For the first time, what's the date you chose? March 19, 2021. Did that have certain significance to you?
Yes.
Is it okay to ask, or?
Well, I think the viewers know this is the day that my cameraman, Joab Perez, and I were hit by a drunk driver in Hollywood. And so it's a very significant day, and I remember quite, I'll always remember this day.
Well, thankfully, you are well.
Yeah.
But because the power of that, it did allow for us to have a connection, because what I got from you, Hal, happened to be March
19,
2021.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Hal.
Pretty good.
Thank you very, very much.
Good.
I appreciate you having
Nicely
me.
Done. Nicely done. David Carlo, thanks for being with us. And we'll be back with more Fox 11 News in Depth right after this break. Don't go away. Don't forget to check out my podcast, What the Hal. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy your all together now, Hal. Halloween. Bye-bye.